Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I thank the Lord that He is. God is mightily moving by His Spirit, and He loves you. The Lord is doing some things nowadays that's going to be impressive when everything is done. And He's been dealing with me about the end times because of now, because of what He's about to do. And He loves you. He wants every one of His people included in the kingdom of God. And He wants His people to know Him. Now, Daniel said long ago that they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. And the reverse of that is true. They that don't know Him won't be. They're going to be in trouble. And today's assignment, what the Lord put on my heart, He gave me some information about the post-rapture world. What would it be like after the Lord raptured His church? And He's been dealing with me about this for a while. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's bad. It's worse than I could ever imagine it to be. I've had some dreams about some things that would happen. Things are not going to be normal anymore, folks. You can forget normal. You're going to have to know Jesus at this point. Now, a long time ago, the enemy saw how the men of God, the disciples and the apostles, worked together and they taught Jesus. They preached. And it transformed the then known world. And Agrippa said, You apostles have turned the world upside down. Now, when this was going on, when the Holy Spirit was given, and it was made known on the day of Pentecost. Pentecost is 50 days after Passover. Jesus died at Passover. And He died at Passover just before the Sabbath. He died on a Wednesday, not Friday. And they were in a hurry to bury Him because the Sabbath day was coming up. If you count back from Sunday, 3 days and three nights, Sunday morning, 3 days, three nights, it'll be Wednesday evening when He actually laid His life down for us. So, now, people have taught things the wrong way for many years, but when you search the Scriptures, you find the truth of it. So this is 50 days after Jesus had died for us on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was given. Now, the Holy Spirit is given to help us grow. When the enemy saw this, he said, I got to stop this. This is too powerful. He couldn't overcome it. And he couldn't do nothing. I taught this before on the radio, so I'm going to skip over this part. I taught about some of the miracles that Peter and the other disciples did, John and other disciples had done. The lame man at the gate, beautiful. In Acts chapter 4, you saw the religious leaders angry because they couldn't stop it. And guess what? There are many rogue religious leaders that are still angry and want to stop the move of God. But this time, they come in the name of the Lord. So, and I'm not saying this for nothing. These things really happen. You know, 2 Peter 2, Peter shows us the heart of a false prophet. And also the book of Jude. These men crept in. Evil preachers is what they are. They crept in unaware. Some people, they preach because they love God. And some people preach for fame and fortune. And who are they? How can you tell? Well, this is an easy way to know. And the Lord just gave it to me. I wish I saw it sooner, but I'm not trying to bring somebody down. But there are wolves among the sheep. There are tares among the wheat. And there are wolves in the pulpit. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. It's not an accident. It's an attack. So what you're going to have to do, especially nowadays, give your pastor the benefit of the doubt. I'm not trying to blame somebody. I'm not trying to bring a good man down. But I'm trying to expose to you the ones that's rogue. Look, take a glare at what he says. Take a good look. Give him the benefit of the doubt. Listen to what he's saying. But compare it to what Jesus said. Compare whatever pastor you love, whatever teacher you listen to, compare what he said to what Jesus said. And do a thorough job. This is going to take a while. But this is for your life. Because people are teaching things that God can't honor. Remember, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He don't use lies and misinterpretations to help his people. If you believe a lie of any sort, it will interfere with how you hear the Holy Spirit. And when Christians don't get to know God, they're vulnerable. Now, the main thing the Lord told me about the post-rapture world, people that don't have the word in their heart, they won't make it. They didn't make the rapture because they didn't have the word in their heart and they had sin in their life. And so many preachers, they condone the sin that people, they don't warn people against it. They act like it's okay. They act like it's all right. But you got to go by what Jesus said. Now, after you get through comparing what the ministers you like and the pastor you love, what they said, compare it to what Jesus said and do a thorough job. After you compare what he said to what Jesus said, now move on over and compare it to what Peter wrote. In 1 Peter and 2 Peter, read all of it. And compare what they taught to what Peter said. Do a thorough job. Do your homework. This is for your life and the life of your family. After you get done with Peter, comparing your pastor to Peter, to what he said. Compare what your pastor taught or the ministers you love to what John said. In 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. Now, after you do a thorough Holy Ghost job, a Holy Ghost thorough job of comparing what the modern day ministers are saying to what John says, then compare what they said to what Paul teaches. Compare what your pastor and all the ministers you love, what they're saying, compared to what Paul taught. And do a Holy Ghost thorough job. This is for your family. This is for your life. And after you've done all that, then compare, then read Revelation. And then for your own life, go back and study what Isaiah taught, what Jeremiah taught, what Ezekiel taught, and what Daniel taught. And by all means, fill your heart with the Word of God. Go back and take another look at the law and see what they went through without Christ. See, sometimes people don't appreciate what Jesus did for us because they didn't take a good look at the law, what people had to go through without a Savior. And then you can appreciate what Jesus said and what he actually done for you. Jesus did for us what we could not do for ourselves. We are not all right with God without Jesus. You cannot go, no man can go to heaven without Jesus Christ. You have to believe in what he did in order to be changed from the inside out. And you have to drive the sin out of your life. If God went through all this effort to become a man, teach us his ways, die in our place, and buy our salvation, He's freeing us from sin. Who give a man the right to tell us it's all right to sin? To commit fornication? You know, these days, the children of Christians commit fornication, adultery. They have children out of wedlock, and it's accepted as normal. It's not right. God can't accept it. You got to repent from sin. Now they included homosexuality. The next thing is witchcraft. People are getting into witchcraft. They're watching Ancient Aliens, which is trying to bring back the old demonic religions That's what they're doing. And they're leaving the ways of God for foolishness. And there's a lot when I saw what the enemy's doing. The enemy's playing you. He's trying to play people. But when you have the knowledge of God in your heart, and you washed in the blood, your eyes are in your head, and your ears are active to God, and you have a comparison. You know what's right and you know what's wrong, and you drive out what's wrong. Just like the Jews had to drive out the Canaanites, God gave them that land because it was full of, the people there were full of witchcraft and debauchery. If God didn't drive out the land, the earth, we wouldn't have the earth as we know it. Your life would be, if it existed to this point, if people didn't kill each other, your life would be terribly miserable without the freedom that we have today. And we have the freedom that we have today because of Christianity. And while this country is a free country, because Christian people made a better kingdom. They didn't have a king. The people are the king. We have presidents, a judicial system, and a house and a senate. And they're the servants. And it's designed to keep freedom here. Because if one man gets in power, it's been proven in every generation. If we had a king, Satan would take over the king and destroy the country. That's what he did with Nimrod. He's trying to do what he did in the days of Nimrod. In the post-rapture world, the Antichrist is going to come. He's going to be a smooth talker. He's going to be the kind of person everybody will like and give that power to. But he's an enemy against Christ. And he comes to post himself in place of Christ. And the world loves its own. Jesus told the Pharisees, they wouldn't listen to him, but another you will listen to. And he was talking about the Antichrist. They'll listen to him because their heart is not right. The Pharisees, the spirit of the Pharisees got on the church. Jesus told his disciples to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And the way the enemy gets control is through sin. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. You can listen to this broadcast in real time, newlivingletters.com. Everything is free and it'll download to your device. All right, now listen. The enemy is slick, or you think he's slick. He wants to take you out. He wants to disconnect you from Jesus. So he do it with people look to preachers. And if he get the preacher on board, if it's like, it works like this. Anybody that gets involved with any kind of sin, it can be strife. You can be in strife with your husband, or if a man could be in strife with his wife. The enemy will use your strife to control your life. It can be lust. It can be greed. It can be pride. Now that's the worst one, pride. Because people that get in pride usually don't come back. And what happens is, you don't intend to serve Satan, but your sin causes you to serve Satan. The only way you can stop serving Satan is to drive the sin out of your life, and you do that through Christ and his words. Remember, the 10 virgins, 5 were foolish, 5 were wise. The wise kept the word in their heart and they obeyed it. The foolish let the word slip out of their heart and did something else. And they weren't just, they got in sin. That's why they wasn't there. That's why they wasn't around when the bridegroom came. They wasn't ready. Because they were doing something that God said, don't do. Their heart had changed because of sin. And they were gathered in the outer darkness to be burned. The post-rapture world is going to be a world like nothing you ever seen. And some people say, well, the church ain't going to go through the church ain't going to go through the tribulation. We're going to get raptured out. Well, let me put it this way. The lukewarm church is going to go through every bit of it and be damned in the fire. The lukewarm church will not get raptured, and they will go through all the tribulation, and they'll probably take the mark of the beast because their heart is divided. They're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. They have no covenant with God. They just have reputation for loving God. That's why I had you to look at things for what they are and make the necessary adjustments. This is for your life. This is for your family. See, your testimony, that's not something the world can handle. If your testimony is right, it will make a difference. But if you're known for being a fool, you destroyed your own testimony. Don't be Satan's fool. Love God for real. Love God sincerely. Only the sincere people will be raptured. The post-rapture world is going to be full of war. It's going to be full of murder. You know, Isaiah said your houses will be rifled, your women ravished, sometimes even before your eyes. And a lot of people are not in good health anymore. They can't protect their families if they wanted to. And when if we didn't have guns and knives and things like that, they would have already done it. Guns and nuclear weapons and knives and weapons, they're deterrents. They keep evil at bay because people know that if you got a gun, it might not work out like I want. Criminals are going to have them. The post-rapture world, people are going to be full of fear. There's going to be a lack of supplies. Even though people will be missing, I don't think a lot of people will be missing as much as I want it to be, but there's still going to be shortages because some of the best people in the world will be gone, and the church has another purpose. We get saved. We're the light of the world. We give example. And the salt of the earth. We preserve it. Now, if you slay a pig and don't put salt on it, it's not you. In a few hours, it won't be any good to eat. You can't eat it. But if you load it down with rock salt, it'll draw the bacteria out. That's what they did before they had freezers. And you have to cure it with salt. Or that's why it raises your blood pressure. They cure it with salt. A lot of it. All right, you take the salt off the earth, it's going to destroy itself. You don't want to be here. You don't want to live in a post-rapture world. I'm not saying this just to be talking. This is real. I've had the dreams. I've had the conversations with the Lord. He told me what people are like. And when it comes to lukewarm people, he said, you can't get them saved. He told me that a few weeks ago. I said, Lord, what is it with lukewarm people? He said, they won't budge. And a good example, if you study Jeremiah chapter 42, if you study it, you'll see what I'm talking about. These people came to Jeremiah wanting information. They wanted Jeremiah to go to the Lord on their behalf. And Jeremiah, he said, I will. And then they said they would do whatever he said for them to do. And the Lord waited 10 days before he gave Jeremiah a reply. And then the Lord sent him back with the word. And Jeremiah told him what to do. And he said, but don't go to Egypt. Because they already were left in the land. Nebuchadnezzar had already done his battle. Left them in the land. They were already there. All they had to do was stay. But when Ishmael rose up and killed Gedaliah, they decided to go to Egypt. But they asked Jeremiah to seek the Lord about what to do. And when Jeremiah told him what to do, Jeremiah also said, "You dissembled in your heart when you sent me to the Lord to pray for you." Not only did they go to Egypt against the prophet's word, against Jeremiah's word, they took Jeremiah too. Read this for yourself. They would not repent from their position. They wouldn't leave their evil alone. And they were in the land. It's just like the lukewarm church. They have a chance to go to heaven, to be with the Lord. But they got to repent from their low-down ways. They've accepted wrong. They look the other way when there's sin in their life. They allow sin in their life. And that's why they have no covenant with God. Their love for each other has gone down the tubes. They can be, you know, why would Christian people not forgive each other? Why would married Christian people go sleep in the other room in strife and fuss each other out, talk about the pastor, talk about other people? Their children know this. See, wherever there's envy and strife, there's confusion and every evil work. The best way to get rid of envy and strife, is to get rid of all the evil work that follows envy and strife, is to get rid of the envy and strife itself. Lust is not harmless. It will kill you. It will change your position. It will steal your heart away from the things of God and replace it with evil. These are days you got to understand that the Lord is going to judge evil. He went through a lot of trouble to clean us up and get us ready for heaven. But we have to choose to walk in his way. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.